All right, it is Wednesday morning. We're less than a week away from the August primary. So we're spending time this week getting to know some of the candidates that you'll see on the ballot next week. We spoke with Kimberly Bison, 10th District Congressional Democratic candidate. When she first announced her candidacy, that was months ago, and she's back with us this morning. Kimberly, good morning.
Good morning.
I'll ask you again, as I asked you then, what made you decide to get into this race?
I decided early on last year that we needed strong representation and bring back representation back to the people. So I jumped on board and started my campaign last October.
And how goes the campaign trail?
Absolutely excellent. We have many volunteers. It's a grassroots campaign. So we've been able to mobilize people in over six different counties here in the Thumb area, and we've been on the campaign trail ever since.
It's a huge and diverse district, isn't it?
It is. We have quite a bit of farming in the middle, some wind and solar energy in Lapeer and Huron counties. And then alongside the lakefront, we have tourism, which is very much affected whether or not there is tourism, and of course, manufacturing and education.
What are you hearing from people in the district? Is there one common theme that you hear from voters?
There's a lot of people that are worried about their health care, losing their health care completely. And as well as that, people want representatives that are going to support the public school system. And also, I think people are worried about their pensions and their Social Security. So they really want to make sure that they feel safe with the new representation and in the whoever is elected in the midterm elections.
What is your priority? What do you want to go to Washington to do?
I feel that we've lost a sense of balance between our manufacturing and our environment. So I'm a huge advocate, always have been, for the environment and fighting climate change. I would like to eliminate oil-based single-use products and replace them with plant-based products. And I think that can be done having our farmers grow corn and bring in some manufacturing here to the area. I think that we have a plastic problem, and I think that needs to be dealt with on a nationwide level.
Let's back up a little bit. Tell us a bit about yourself, Kimberly.
I'm an online marketing director. I've had a career that I've built for the last 24 years. I live in Lexington and I commute to Southfield. I feel strongly about getting involved in our communities. I'm the president of Huronia Heights Association, the chairwoman of Concerned Associations up in Lexington, which encompasses four subdivisions. We talk a lot of things about our common problems like E. coli runoff, which we have the mandated sewer district. And also, I reinitiated recycling up in our area. So I'm very involved in our community in Lexington, and I'm looking forward to bringing that forward into District 10.
Going to Washington, if you're elected, you may be a minority voice. We don't know what's going to happen in November. There's a lot of talk of a blue wave. There might be new leadership in Congress. There might not be. How do you feel about working with members of another party?
I think that we can find common goals and common ground talking in on both sides. So I'm looking forward to that. We really need to get along and stand united as one Congress and be able to make some decisions. So I'm hoping that that can be done. I've seen, you know, in this last year that that hasn't been able to be reached. So I'm hoping that the blue wave does come and that we're able to bring back some sort of balance into Congress.
One of the reasons that it may not is a lot of people are pointing at the economy and saying, hey, Republicans are doing a great job when it comes to the economy. Do you see that continuing moving forward? And what are your thoughts on trade? Because there's a lot of concern that we may end up in a trade war with China.
I'm very concerned about trade. In fact, you know, with the soy tariffs, that was a huge impact for their farmers here in the Thumb area. So we need to really stand with our allies internationally and stop the divide. I also don't believe that we should be doing policy through tweeting. I don't think that's the correct approach. I think that there needs to be more communication between Congress and the White House in order to achieve things together. So that's how I kind of feel about trade. Very sensitive area. We had met with the Milk Association, Michigan Milk Association, and they had told us that we lost $1.9 billion in milk export based on one tweet about Mexicans being rapists. So tweets do matter. Our foreign relationships do matter. So I take that very seriously and look forward to working in Congress.
Next week, voters are going to have to choose, at least on the Democratic side, a candidate to run for Congress. Why should voters in the 10th Congressional District choose Kimberly Bison?
I am truly a voice for people. And I believe that a lot of our current politicians have really gone with the special interest more so in the top 1%. And I think we really need to bring power back to the people in D.C.
All right. Kimberly, thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Paul. Have a great day.
You too. Kimberly Bison with us on WPHM, Democratic candidate for Congress in next week's primary election.